What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. What the freak is up? Guys, I had a week, in case you weren't following along on social media. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to anyone new who might be tuning in, because we finally hit 70K on Instagram this past week. My goal for the year is 100. Like, I feel like I gotta break that 100 mark, but I'll take it for now. So welcome to any of you new faces. We're fun here. We like to have a goofy time. Follow the podcast on Instagram. We get the whole lowdown, yada, yada. But seriously, guys, thank you so much, because of you guys, a lot in my life is possible. And I'm super, super grateful for it. I had a lot of things go on this week, but before we get into any of that, I wanted to go over a little something for you guys, because there might be some new people. I've been getting a lot of questions about what my online coaching entails, so I'm gonna break it down right here. So listen on up. So there's a few different styles of training that I offer. I do in-person training at Kingdom Gym in New Jersey, if you are a fellow New Jerseyan. I do hybrid coaching, which is when I have some of my online clients, you know, they'll go through the weeks themselves, but they'll need me like once a week or something. So if you commit to like once a week, it's a little bit pricier. And then I have my just online coaching. You know, I have girls from Poland, girls from Saudi Arabia, girls from New Jersey, girls from Pennsylvania, girls from Florida, Canada, all over the place. What it entails is, since everybody's body goals, equipment, abilities, accessibility is different, everybody gets a custom workouts every single week based on those goals and accessibilities and all that crap. So I don't do, like, I won't just give you a month plan. I go week by week to make sure, like, okay, I saw you struggled with that last week. Let's practice it again. Okay, you said that was way too easy. Let's change the reps. You know, it's not like a one size fit all thing. And then it comes with macro plans as well, with meal suggestions. So it makes it super freaking easy. You know, you get weekly check-ins so I can make sure that you're progressing and hold you accountable. There's a planner feature on the app. There's a food diary on the app. There's a build your own grocery list out of like the suggested recipes feature on the app. And then of course you get 24/7 communication with me. Well, 24/7 is kind of a lie, because I do sleep, guys. In case this is news to you, I do sleep. I don't know when I find the time to do it, but I get my 8 hours in. But constant communication with me, and then a group forum as well to kind of build a little community. So if that's something you're interested, go to liftswithlizcoaching.com and tell me that you found out about my coaching through my podcast, and you will get 30% off your first 3 months. So 30% off month one, 30% off month two, 30% off month three, just because you listen to this podcast, and I love you. But that's it. That's my little plug yourself for the day. Had to get that out of the way. All right. Let's talk. Guys, I don't get out much these days. Life after college is just whack. My friends are everywhere. It's just I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry if this, like, listen, my version of fun doesn't have to be your version of fun and vice versa, but the crowd in Hoboken just ain't it sometimes. So I've been bored lately. So I saw my friend Jill this week at the gym, and I said, Jill, what are you doing Saturday night? You want to hang out? I need to leave my house. I got to do something. I didn't do anything last weekend. And she was like, yeah, come over. So we're chatting through the day. I'm like, I'm going to bring my camera bag. She's like, ooh, bring your podcast mic. Like, maybe we could do a podcast. So I'm like, all right, let me shower and I'll come over. So I shower. Put on my juicy sweatpants with juicy written across the ass. Something in my mind said, Liz, put on a bra today. And that hasn't happened in about a month. I could not even find my bra in the drawer that I keep it in. It was pushed so far back. But I have this shirt hanging in my closet, and I haven't worn it at all, really, in the last few months and I like it. So I was like, you're leaving your house, like just put it on, it matches with the sweatpants, put on a bra, be a human for fuck's sake. You wear sports bras all the time. You could literally be a human for one day. So I put on my little outfit. I got my meal in my car. I drive to Jill's. I get to Jill's, go upstairs. And she goes, Liz, how adventurous are you? And I was like, I'd like to say I'm pretty adventurous. You know, I grew up like a stick in the mud, but I'm adventurous now. And she's like, no, like, how adventurous? So now I'm getting a little nervous. And I'm like, Jill, I follow the law. That's what, like, that's where I draw the line. Like, I do not break the law. She starts cracking up. She was like, do you want to go see a concert tonight? And I said, yeah. Yeah, that's my type of adventurous. So originally we were looking at Nicki Minaj, but tickets were like $100, which isn't that bad. But it was in the city, Madison Square Garden. It would have required getting there and back. And I don't know. I like old Nicki. Like, I don't know how I feel about Nicki these days. Her attitude's been like major. But I saw that Kane Brown was playing at the Prudential Center, which is like 30 minutes from Jill's house. And tickets were like $19. We ended up paying like $50 for the ticket, fees, all that crap. And we got in my car and we went to the Prudential Center. I did change. So God was on our side, I guess. I fit right into Jill's pants. She gave me some shoes, a different shirt, so I didn't have to wear my juicy sweatpants. But I said to myself, something told me, Liz, put on a bra today. You're going to want to. And it worked out. It worked out in my favor. So we scurried on up to the Prudential Center, and Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line was opening. So I guess there were two openers. We missed the first one. I think it was like Parmalee or someone that I don't really care about. Showed up right in time for Tyler Hubbard. We had phenomenal seats for the price of like $50. It was like the second level and it was straight on. So when Kane came to the B stage, it was right in front of our eyeballs. Man, country concerts are just fucking fun. There are so many haters on country music, and I get it. There's like, no offense, but the Travis Tritt like isn't really for me, you know? But there's like that pop country crossover kind of stuff, which is like what Kane Brown is. And I don't like, Kane Brown wasn't like always my favorite, but I like him. That kind of stuff, you know, Megan Maroney, even like Luke Combs is like, he's like poppy, and Morgan Wallen, they're like poppy, but country and still twangy. Here's my thing. Country music is so much fun if you just stop hating on it. And I'm not saying that you got to listen to it in your car, like by yourself, but if you can just like chill out and take the stick out of your ass for like 2 minutes and have fun at a country concert, there's so much fun. The beer's flowing. People are jumping up and down. It's just a good vibe. A good vibe. And I feel sorry for people that can't enjoy it. I do. I'm very excited because I am seeing Morgan Wallen like next month. And Kit Moore is coming back with Hardy this summer. So I will be seeing them since Kip is a friend of mine. And I was like, Jill, you lock it in. You're a country babe now. Country girl summer. So much easier. Life is like so much more fun when you just stop hating on things, you know? But here's the funny story for the week. So I had to get meat from the grocery store. My mom went food shopping today or this weekend, and she came home and was like, I didn't get you any of your meats and I needed chicken and steak. And I was like, I was going to go on my way home from Jill's and I didn't anticipate, you know, going to the concert. So I was like, Jill, we got to go to ShopRite afterwards because it's Easter tomorrow and I'm not going to have time to go to the grocery store. So we had gotten our $50 worth of Kane Brown. He sang like basically all the songs that we knew except for like Heaven. He did phenomenal. And we were like, you know what? Let's beat the crowd out here and leave a little bit early. So we left the show like just a little bit early. Got out in no time. We go to ShopRite. And Jill takes a story of us in the parking lot and was like, Liz with Liz needs her meats, post at Kane Brown vibes, like tags Kane Brown. I get my meats, by the way. I got the last flank steak in ShopRite. That was a blessing. This morning she sends me a screenshot. Kane Brown viewed her story. So hopefully he doesn't put the timelines up that we did leave his show early so I can go get poultry and beef. But he knows that I need my meats and hopefully he respects it. I don't, life is so, life will do that to you. You can't do any, you got to own everything you do because sometimes you will go leave a concert to get meats and the artist will find out. Just own it. I needed my meats. But yeah, good shit. Kane Brown, enjoyed it. Loved it. Great performance. In the Air, electric. Great song. I love me a good fiddle. You know, I feel like we don't talk about this enough. And I'm not embarrassed to say it. I love me a good fiddle. Good for you if you play the fiddle. That is a flex. That is a United States of America flex. The fiddle. Nothing screams, I love cheeseburgers and the United States like a fiddle. That's all I have to say on that. Okay, what else? Well, it's been 1 week and my nails have stayed on, my press-on nails. So that's good news. In case you guys were on the fence or intrigued with my journey to see if it would inspire your own, I am 1 week into these press-on nails and we're going good. We're going really good. I had like one fall off, like the thumb, but then I put it on and now it's fine. So I feel like if I just keep nail glue in my purse, then I'll be fine. Right? Yeah. Yeah, sure. All right. I feel very passionately about the hot topics that I have to talk to you guys about this week. And the first one is obviously The Bachelor finale. I've told you guys I could not watch this season because Joey is just too handsome. Just too handsome. But I had to watch the finale. I needed to know. And I was a whirlwind of emotions. First of all, I no shade to Kelsey. I think Kelsey's phenomenal and I wish them like the best, but I did really like Daisy from the start. So I was a little bummed. I thought that Daisy, the way that she carried herself was so strong and so brave. I left the episode being like bitter, half bitter, because I was like, I really wish I got picked to be on this season. Joey seems freaking amazing. And then half like so glad that I didn't get picked to be on this season because I felt like I could feel the pain radiating off of Daisy into my own body. And my heart kind of starts to crinkle up when I think about it. I do want to listen to the Chicks in the Office pod. Like, I'm so torn right now with this thing where I'm like, I want to listen to the podcast interview. I want to see all that stuff. And then I'm like, but I don't, because no offense, I'm a bitter woman. I'm a scorned single woman. And I don't want to hear about how sappily happy Joey is. Not that I don't want him to be happy. I just don't want to hear it. I don't. Like, there's rumors now. Like, oh, there's rumors that Joey's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, I don't want it. I don't. He's too good looking that I just want him to go back to minding his own business and living his own life. This one was a good one. It was a good one. And my aunt teaches with somebody, like works with somebody who went to college with him and said like, that's really how he is like in person. Like he's just so nice and portrayed his genuine self on TV. And I was like, well, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because he's handsome. Okay. If he only has sisters, I was going to say if he has siblings, but you know what? God. Wasn't meant to be for us, Joey. It wasn't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I wish you the best. On a more serious note, this is a spoiler alert, guys. If you have not watched or you plan on watching Quiet on Set, you're going to want to fast forward like 5 minutes. I am at like a loss of words. So I'm 3 episodes in. The first episode was a little like, I don't want to say slow because I don't want to minimize like anybody's experiences, but it got super, super, super dark in the third episode with Drake Bell. And I think that one hit me like, so I've only really heard about like the All That show and like Dan, what's his name? Dan Schneider's like Uprising. Talked about Amanda Bynes a little bit in the Amanda show, which I loved the Amanda show. Who didn't love the Amanda show? I loved Amanda Bynes. And then the third episode was Drake Bell. So I watched the Amanda show growing up, but I watched a lot of reruns of the Amanda show. All That I didn't watch. Like Drake and Josh is where I tuned in. Like Drake and Josh, Zoe 101, then iCarly. Like those are really it for me. I still watch Drake and Josh to this day. That show's hysterical. We can put that on and like my mom will be cracking up. This grown ass woman will be cracking up at it. Drake and Josh just doesn't miss. And I really hope they don't talk about like anything bad with the directing or something, because that's going to ruin it for me. I think that one hit me because one, I grew up watching Drake Bell on my TV, and then two, knowing that this terrible, terrible stuff happened to him basically before the show started, and then he continued to play Drake Parker for like X amount of seasons and be so good at it while holding on to this horrible truth makes me feel really disgusting and want to crawl out of my skin. I don't want to get too much into the details just in case people do want to watch it. I mean, it's no secret. Drake Bell came out with it like on the news like a few weeks ago that he was raped while he was working at Nickelodeon. I just didn't know. I didn't read the story or anything, so I didn't know how bad the situation was. Not good. I don't know how he's in the place that he is right now, and he was able to get even like get through that interview. Drake Bell had his like, what, he got like a DUI, and like there was that one time that people thought he went missing. Like he's gotten into a little bit of trouble, whereas like Josh Peck really hasn't. He's gotten into a little bit of trouble, but like hearing what he was talking about had happened to him, I'm like, how are you not like, how did you not lose your goddamn mind like Amanda Bynes? Like how are you like, how did you not pull an Amanda Bynes? I don't know what's going to come next. It definitely will ruin children's TV for me. Thank God I'm not a child. I just don't want it to, just don't ruin Drake and Josh forever for me. There's little things that I'm like, I don't know, this was a stretch, that was a stretch. I don't have like specific examples yet because they haven't really got into them. I'm sure when I actually hear the rest of the story, it won't be a stretch anymore. But yeah, I'm going to keep watching. It's really good in a terrible way right now. Like, really good, has me hooked, worth the watch. But I hate that this is a documentary that had to be made. But yeah, those are the two major hot topics of this week. All right, guys, let's get into some highlights for the week. My health and fitness related highlight, honestly, wanted to bring this up just because this is like the baseline of what got me in love with the gym. I was having one of those days, you know, getting pissed off at people, personal life drama, all that stuff this week. I was texting Marissa and Zena, and they were like, girl, you just need to get a good lift in. And I said, you know what? You're right. I know Zena was going to be there. I was like, Zena, I need a push today. And she pushed me through that workout. Every ounce of frustration, resentment, anger that was in my body was let out through those reps, and I felt so much better afterwards. After the workout, Zena was like, do you still want to have a meltdown? And I was like, nope. And I genuinely mean that. I'm actually perfectly fine right now. And I wanted to bring it up because, yes, I work out for my like physique and all that kind of stuff, but at the bare minimum of it all, it just makes me feel better. It's a better way for me to manage my stress, frustration, and make me a better person, because I am much more pleasant to deal with after I've worked out and I have a clear head than before. And let's see, as far as non-health and fitness related highlights. You know, I'm just going to give this one to Easter, celebrating time with, celebrating Easter, spending time with my family. Things are a little bit different now that I don't have grandparents, but always a good time when me and Alexis are joined together and no drama in any of that sort of sense. It was a quiet and calm Easter. Good laughs, good memories. I don't know. I'm running off now. That's thankful to have family to have spent that holiday with. All right, everyone. I'm here with a very special guest today. I am joined by my friend Gianna De Jesus. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Thank goodness. For some reason, I doubted myself and I was like, no, you know this last name.
You got it.
It's going to be okay.
It was on the money.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What's up? How are you? Thanks for joining me.
I'm good. I can't complain. Just doing life one day at a time. I'm on prep right now, so just taking one day at a time.
One day at a time. Yes. When's your show?
June 29th is my first one, and then I'm shooting for nationals right after that.
Nice. So you're going into a full-fledged prep season.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So you, because I, when I met you, you were on prep as well. So you, did you have like a building phase over the winter?
Yeah, I did. Nice. Actually. Yeah. So when you and I met, I was actually, I think, about 2 weeks out from Clash. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was just really flat, and I was maybe, I had to have been like maybe 5 pounds away from stage weight. And at the time that was like 131-ish pounds.
Damn.
Yeah. And then this off season, I really tried to prioritize putting on a lot more density and just really pushing for glutes and more shoulders, you know, the typical.
All that stuff.
Criteria. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Well, it's a great time to take. So, I mean, I guess for those listening, me and Gianna met at a photo shoot last summer on the beach at like the ass crack of dawn.
Literally.
So I guess that's, there's no better time than then to take pictures of yourself in a bathing suit. I mean,
yeah, literally. Cause like, I mean, you really don't want to be feeling the way you do, and like to get up early and, you know, cause I mean, for photo shoots, you know, you kind of watch what you're eating and stuff like that. It's like, it was early and I was tired. It's just one of those mornings, but you do what you got to do.
We all were. I was amazed because I think I had been, you know, when you follow people, but their stuff doesn't really pop up on their page, and then you like interact with them once and all of a sudden it's like, so I've been like following you, but your stuff was never really like on my page or whatnot. I just knew, like, I was like, oh yeah, like I follow you.
Yeah.
And then once we met, of course, you started popping up all over my page. I was amazed by your transformation and like your whole fitness journey, just because like when I saw you, you were again like 5 pounds away from stage weight, like very lean, being muscular and stuff. So seeing your transformation, I was like, there's no way that this used to be Gianna.
I mean, honestly, it still kind of, it hits me. It doesn't hit me till like I'm really deep into it. You know what I mean? Because like, but also thank you. I appreciate that. But it never really hits me, just because there's always that little thing inside me still that makes me feel like I'm still where I was at. You know what I mean? So I feel like there's always that like little me in me saying never fucking stop.
Yeah. It's different when it's yourself. I feel the same way, just based on like old pictures of myself from like, you pull back from like before I started working out. I'm like, I need to keep going because I don't want to be that girl. Oh my God. Here comes my dog with her bone in her mouth.
Little baby.
She's got her little bone.
I love it.
She's in the corner here. Okay, great. That can make it onto the Instagram.
Love that.
But yeah, I've always told myself you need to keep going because I do not want to look like that, feel like that, be that person ever again.
Literally,
I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yeah, yeah. No. It was, I mean, I feel like I've been relatively like a meatball my entire life. You know? like that's what it feels like. Like I was kind of like raised that way. Like the parents just wanted to give you what you wanted. They never wanted to say no. So, and then even like being at my grandparents' house, like I'm sure you had the same thing.
Yep.
You're always fed, you know, so well fed. So, I mean, bullying started pretty young when it came to weight. And I mean, growing up, I became a little more unfazed by it.
Yeah.
Not so much in the sense that it didn't bother me, like, nah, it hurt, but in the sense that it was just like, there are so many people coming at me at this point. It's like, I really just want to finish what I got to do here and get out, you know?
Yeah, I get that. I get that 100%. Yeah. You become numb to it, which is then a bad thing because you're like, I shouldn't. This shouldn't be happening so often that I'm numb to it.
Exactly. So it was just like one of those things. But when it came to when I really truly started my fitness journey, that was probably one of the worst times of my life.
Yep.
I mean, like 17 years old, but the body of like a 50-year-old. I had tendonitis in both my knees.
Oh.
I had the most ridiculous asthma. I literally would get doctor's notes to get me out of running the mile for gym class every year of high school, because I wouldn't even make it a quarter of the way without feeling like I was going to pass out,
Gosh.
you know?
Yeah.
And I was 200 pounds, borderline diabetic. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like, I wish I had more pictures. Like,
Right. But you probably at that point, like, I don't have that many pictures of myself because I did not like to take pictures of myself.
I
Yeah.
physically did. Yeah. Like, I physically just couldn't stand looking at myself.
Yeah.
It was just the worst.
I think it's like the fact that you brought up like tendonitis and like, I'm sorry, I just cut you off. I'm realizing that.
You're
But
good, you're good.
like, in all that stuff, like, when I look at the pictures that you post and stuff, like your transformation pictures, I'm like, wow, like, great what she could do with her body. But I think it's so important to point out the facts of like, you were at risk of being like pre-diabetic at 17 years old.
Yeah.
Not normal. Not
Not what.
normal.
Yeah.
So is that what put you, is that like what started your fitness journey? Like, did you have like an aha moment, or was your doctor like, get your shit together?
Yeah, like essentially, because like I mean, obviously, you know, my dad's a fitness professional. He's been a
Oh,
master
okay.
NASM trainer for 40 years at this point. He's been, you know, he would tell me, like, give me little nuggets, like, and I just would brush it off. I was in complete denial.
Yeah.
And then mom with her Italian ass, she'd be like, dude, you are gaining weight. You need to relax. And I'm like, what are you projecting? You know, just like
Yeah,
coming,
yeah.
like
It's
the
when it's
worst.
when you're 16 and it's your mom telling you, you're like, okay, and I'll
Exactly.
gain more. So
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it just kind of spiraled all throughout high school. I
yeah.
mean, just toxic relationship I got into that just didn't make it any better whatsoever, you know? Like, not in the sense that it was initially toxic, but it kind of was, 'cause you get so comfortable with that kind of person that you lose yourself in it. But that's the you're not supposed to lose yourself, you
No.
know? And that's exactly what happened. So I think all of that put together, plus my doctor and just feeling the way I felt all the time, I was just like, I need to stop. I need help. I literally broke down and called my father after that appointment with my doctor, because I was getting ready for college, you know, like you have to do that checkup.
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
I was like, Dad, please, I need you to help me, like literally pleading for him to help me and crying, like all that. And my mom's like, you have to help her. Typical, like, you know, like she's freaking out watching me freak out,
Yeah.
just those things. But of course he did. He was ready for it, because he knew I
Yeah.
was ready for it. He helped me lose my first 40 pounds, and from then on it was, you know, kind of steady here and there. Like, I kind of had moments where I would fall off with going to Dunkin' before workout,
Right.
you know, or like treating myself to a triple baconator and large fries as a treat feed meal, you know. I'm like,
Yeah.
and finishing it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What in God's name are you doing with it? You know, but the person that I was with was just making it seem like it was all okay.
Right.
And the worst part about that was that he was much older than me at the time. So I feel like high school really flew by, where I didn't really get to enjoy any part of it, because not only did I not enjoy going out with having to like dress up and be with
Right.
myself and like feel myself, but like having to deal with the mental anguish that came from being with a toxic partner too, just so young, and him being older, it was just horrendous.
Not a good, yeah. It's hard to like, I empathize especially with like the relationship part, because I think it's hard to put yourself or to even recognize what's an unhealthy relationship when you don't really have love and respect for yourself, you know? And then I feel like growing back, and obviously you're a completely different person on the inside now. Grown up Gianna can be like, that wasn't good. We shouldn't have done that. But at the time, 16-year-old Gianna didn't know what it was like to really even value herself. So how is she gonna recognize when somebody else is valuing or not valuing her?
Yeah, exactly. So, it was a little bit of a struggle, and I tried my best to work through it, and that's kind of when I came along the realms of female bodybuilding. I've always been, once again, thrown little nuggets of it because my dad used to compete, and I've always seen pictures of him, and he was Mr. New Jersey and Mr. Western USA. Like, it was his thing. And I never really had an interest in it, but then I was like, Like, I love how I feel now. Imagine how amazing it would feel to put myself to this test and literally prove myself wrong in every single way. And from that point forward, like senior year of high school is when I wanted to start competing. And that's kind of like where everything started truly unfolding there.
So you've been doing this for like a bit then.
No, actually. So I started, yeah. So when my senior year of high school, when I started getting into it, I really didn't know anything about nutrition.
Same.
I didn't want to hear anything about it from my dad. So I kind of just watched YouTube videos, whatever. Then now we come into college, right? It's my first time away from being with my family. It's my first year of ROTC. I don't know if you're familiar with ROTC and just being a pre-nursing major and now trying to start a fit like a true fitness journey. It was a lot, and I didn't know it was going to be a lot. And that year would be the year I was like, I'm gonna compete this year, it's gonna be great. ROTC is gonna be like extra activity for me
Oh
to do.
boy.
And I was just all gung-ho, of course. And everything just went wrong. Everything. I broke my tibia, fractured my ankle, my first,
Jeez.
yeah. And then I was failing all my pre-nursing classes. And my relationship that I had ended followed me to college.
Nice.
It was just still
That's
like,
perfect.
yeah, it was just still attached to my life. And it was the hardest thing to get away from. And then from that year, just when I thought things couldn't get worse, my uncle passed away.
Ugh.
And then my partner's father at the time passed away.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
And then my great grandmother passed away, two ferrets. And it was just something after something after something.
Right. It just kept getting worse.
I was just like, what in God's name does God actually want from me?
Right.
Point. Like, I was asking the worst questions you can't get any answers to, and it completely just shut me down. Shut me down. I gave up. I was aggressive all throughout my freshman year. Sophomore year, I barely even remember. And then junior year, I said, you know what? Screw this. Let me make my mom happy. Go to church for Lent, get some ashes, take a selfie for her. And mind you, I grew up going to like Catholic schools. Like all those types of schools, but I was never like a hardcore practicer, like hardcore Catholic. So I'm going, the church is packed, and I'm at my college at this point, and I'm like, all right, I guess I just have to kneel on the floor. And when I tell you the most profound feeling literally showered over me, it was the most insane feeling. I just broke out into tears, and I just felt like everything was going to be okay. And that no matter how bad everything was happening, and no matter what was happening at the time, it wasn't happening, just to mess with me. It's there's no reason, but it's for me to not expect everything around me to stop, but to keep moving forward. With everyone in my heart, with nothing but gratitude in my heart, to just to keep moving forward from that. Because, I mean, those people that I lost, they wouldn't want to see me the way that I was. They wouldn't want to hear what I would say and just see even what would be in my mind about myself. You know, I was depressed. And that day moving forward, you know, I just immediately knew the next steps I had to take. So I was like, all right, bet, you know, I need to find a dietitian that's like familiar with like my, like it was the weirdest sensation. I went from completely unhinged to completely knowing what I need to do for myself. And then from that point forward, it just, the steps that I kept taking, yeah, they weren't easy, but they got easier. And
I think we all, something in common with all of us in like this fitness industry is I feel like most of us have, who have dealt with like mental illnesses and stuff, have had that moment like you're describing where all of a sudden something just either snaps or snaps into place really, and you could see for like 2 seconds and be like, this is what I need to do, and I need to do it now.
Exactly. It's like something you can't explain, but you do it because you know it's the best thing for you. And yeah, it hurts and it's scary, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it. And you don't know it till you get there. But then you get there, like, damn, what was I holding myself back from? You know, like 3 years from the moment that I wanted to start competing is when I finally started competing. You know, like the pandemic hit, world shut down. That was like the first year I started competing. And my show actually got canceled. So I was like, all right, you know what? Let me just follow through. This is like the best time to really focus on myself, work on myself. And I did it. I got down really low. But then I was like, I am so depleted. I am so
Yeah, not
blank.
feeling great.
Yeah. So I was like, that's when a new part of the journey began, you know, like kind of getting used to food again and building a better relationship with food and just a better relationship with myself, like kind of starting from the ground up again, you know, and just in a different way. But yeah, that's pretty much what kind of got me to here.
I love it. Well, I'm glad we're all glad that you're here. You're at this point.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, do you have, like, this might seem like a random question, but do you have siblings or is it just you?
Just me.
I was gonna say that's like, I was gonna ask you if you had siblings. Like, it's gotta be hard being the only one going through, like, your parents are like, Gianni, you're gaining weight, like, all that stuff. And you don't have anybody else to, like,
Yeah.
be like, is this genetic? Is this me? But I think having your dad be your dad would kind of be like a shed of light of, like, okay, I am half of my dad. This is possible. Like, the way that I am, I don't need to stay this way.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I didn't need to stay. The only reason I was staying in that was because I was so it's hard. It's really hard to explain. Like when you're in it, you just don't want to see it. Period. It's just denial. Period. You don't want to see it.
No,
So
nobody wants to admit those things out loud about themselves. And it's a very vulnerable thing to tell somebody else.
yeah, exactly. Especially when they've done it the opposite way. Like for people like my mom and like even some other women, like cutting carbs is the answer. You know what I mean? And so they thought that that would be the answer for me, you know? But I was an athlete and that wasn't the answer. So my answer was to eat more food, but I found that out like the hardest way possible, you know? Like just kind of yo-yoing back up to 168 pounds, but it wasn't sitting proper, like, you know, in terms of body composition. Like it was just not, like you could tell it was built up from stress, you know, hormone
Not
fluctuation,
right.
all that jazz. But it's always been just a constant journey of learning, relearning, learning, relearning. And but I love every minute of it.
Yeah, and you're still going. You're still learning. That's just what it is until the end, I think. Share
Honestly.
what you know along the way.
Yes.
How, so you said that you kind of started, you got into this mindset in like when you're like in 17 or whatnot, and you're like, okay, I want to start going to the gym, like I want to compete. And then you went to school and you started ROTC and it shit started to hit the fan. How, like, I can imagine I would temporarily crumble, being like, I'm trying to do something better for myself, and this is the way that the world is retaliating, I guess, or responding to it. How do you pick yourself like back up from that sort of frustration?
I mean, at the time, it was a matter of not even picking myself up from the frustration. It was a matter of just kind of trying to get myself through it. You know, like it was, 'cause at that time, I was so upset with just everything and anything.
Life was going terribly.
Yeah. And, you know, like there were certain things that I did love, like ROTC. You know, that was the only thing that would give me purpose at the time. Even with my broken leg. Like I literally would get up for PT, crutch all the way from campus around Newark Avenue to get to where they were doing PT. But I'd have class after, but guess where I'd go? Back to bed. You know what I'm saying? Like my priorities weren't straight. And I think just still showing up as much as I could is kind of what helped me get through it. Like, just because, I mean, and then also my parents, because they could eventually tell that something was wrong with me. Like, you know, when you have a really good connection with your parents and it's just, you separate yourself, but it's more of like a cut cord, like you completely disappear. That's what it was like for them. And, you know, they
That's
would try.
what depression will make you do to people.
Yeah.
And you could be so aware of it in the moment, but you're so out of control when you're going through a phase of depression that it doesn't, you're like, you know, you cut the cord,
Yeah.
but you kind of have to do whatever you have to do to survive in those moments. And that sounds like dramatic, but it's, unless you felt it, like it's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, exactly. And it was so much not it was just to say that I barely got through freshman year would be an understatement. Like I barely got through that year. I'm surprised I even did. Like, thank God for the art classes I had, because my GPA was a 1.8. I was borderline getting ready to be kicked out of ROTC, especially because I couldn't even pass the PT test without failing sit-ups and not being able to get a shorter time on my run. You know, like there were still things that I needed to work on. So, I mean, it really just took a lot of falling down over and over and over again. And then just getting up and eventually being like, damn, okay, this is getting easier now, you know? But it certainly wasn't easy, you know?
It's the same way, I guess life is kind of the same way that you build muscles in that sort of like metaphor where you have to, I mean, like every time you wear yourself down, it's just you're getting stronger. And it sounds like stupid, but you're able to bounce back quicker and better, and you're more prepared for it the next time that it happens. And it's going to keep happening. Things are not going to go perfect for the rest of your life. But every time you have to deal with something, you're a little bit better than you were before
Exactly.
dealing with it.
Exactly. I completely agree with that. And I think that's actually what helped the most. Eventually, just learning that it's not about being perfect. It's just about taking those steps forward and realizing that you did get 10 times further than where you were, you know? And it's not for anyone but yourself, you know? And the more you realize that, the more you realize that it's never going to stop. And that as long as you keep moving forward, it's going to be okay. I mean, it just makes the journey 10 times easier.
It does. So, where are you, besides prepping, where are you on your journey now? Because I know you're personal training and I know you're like studying, you're still like studying to be a nurse. What are the short term goals right now?
So, I mean, when it comes to short-term goals, listen, I mean, between prep right now and just everything that I want to achieve, there's so much that I want to do. I need to pace myself, you know, but it's like I'm itching to go back to school, right? Like, for example, when the pandemic came, it completely ruined all our businesses. And I am a personal trainer actually at my dad's gym. So the business was just, not to say in shambles, but it just, no businesses were working, you know? So,
You could not go to the gym. No.
yeah. So I had to completely sideline my nursing path just for the sake of being able to, you know, just help build the business back up and whatnot,
Right.
stuff like that. So I think more of my short-term goals have to do with, you know, getting back into school and stuff like that, and just completing my degree and just being
Yeah.
able to get my BSN, you know, and
Yeah.
eventually continue down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. I was gonna say, is that so you still want to be like, you want to go down the nursing career path?
Yeah. So, I mean, more specifically, like, I think luckily I've had all this time
Yeah.
to think about it. I
Yeah.
mean, so I definitely want to become a nurse practitioner,
Okay.
and I want to be a mental health nurse practitioner.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then just eventually open like an integrative center where I integrate it with fitness and health and fitness, and just make it like an integrative wellness center,
Wellness
essentially.
center, yeah.
Yeah.
I
So,
love it.
because it's just between watching how much my mental health, just being in the state of degrading and then up leveling and degrading and up leveling of my own mental is like, it's just, I've been through it so much. I feel like I have so much space to offer for other people when it
Get it.
comes to just holding space for those people that have been through those things. And I mean, in this day and age, when it comes to health and fitness and medicine, when do they ever say, oh, go to the gym rather than take this
Take
medication?
this, yeah, take this, take that.
But prepare for suicidal tendencies. Like, why in God's name are people doing that rather than training, you know, and just eating right, and just not for the sake of looking good, but for feeling good. Just make your soul feel good, you
I'm
know?
a big believer on that. Like, before you just put me on a medication, have I tried something quote unquote holistic? Like,
Exactly.
I'm not gonna run and take a pill, be like, okay, have I tried like thinking about my skin, for example, like have I tried maybe changing like the times that I shower, like or wash my face, or like the product that I'm putting on, not just like, hi, can you put me on Accutane right now?
Exactly. It's just people's thought process has been so skewed by, you know.
And we're fed. I mean, how many times when you go to watch like cable television these days, everything, even on like streaming services that I have ads on, it's all like medications.
Yep.
It's like big pharma commercials.
Yep. All of them. The majority of them are. It's disheartening to see, and especially, you know, with all the weight loss drugs that they got going around too now, people popping it like candy.
I
It's
know. And it's so,
like
and I'm like, if you so desperately want to like look a certain way, have you done anything
let
for
alone
it?
research as to what's going to happen to you through that process.
Yeah. And I think it comes back to that blindness, like what you were talking about, how you never like, you didn't address things with yourself because you didn't want to. Like, nobody wants to sit down and be like, okay, I know that Ozempic has X, Y, and Z side effects and is really for like people with type 2 diabetes, not just me because I think that I'm overweight. But they don't, you don't want to hear that. So they just take it and swallow it and is what it is.
I mean, I want people to understand that it can be made easier, not just through putting money to medication, but through, you know, exerting a little bit of energy, you know, and just.
Yeah, it takes, it's the same thing of like, you can't get your college degree by just sitting there not doing anything. You can't get promoted by sitting there not doing anything. Like, everything requires work.
Like, move a little more and just love yourself a little bit extra, and it'll all fall into place eventually. Like, it's practice. Like, it's not going to happen overnight, but if you want to feel better, that's what it's going to take, you know, unless magic pill. But there's no magic pill. I'm sorry.
There's not. Everything comes with, nothing is free. Everything comes with a cost.
And
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sure you get this too, where people are like, I could never be like you and balance this. I can never do that. Or like, you're so good at this. You're so good at that. Your transformation's amazing. I'm like, I am no different than you in the fact that I'm a human being born into a regular family,
Right.
middle class, like I don't have an ex I'm not extremely wealthy. I'm not extremely special.
Exactly.
If I can do it, I am human and you are human, you can also do it. You just aren't. You just aren't.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I guess that's where we come in now because, like, we got you with the tools. Like, we will, even just a support system. Like, you just need people that, like, share what you're going through.
Yeah. I think
Talk
instead
to
of being like, wow, she's so lucky she looks like this, be like, oh, she did that. I could do it too then. No
Exactly.
reason she can and I can't.
Exactly. That's what we need more of. And I mean, that's what I think has a lot to do with mental health because it's just everybody's just too busy looking through rose-colored glasses, especially on social media where everything is perfect all the time. It's just not like that. And I mean, between you and me, you know, we've both been through the shit enough to understand that life is absolutely not perfect and is 1,000% meant to be that way. Because if we say we win something, if everything was perfect all the time, who gives a shit if you won it?
Yeah.
It takes
Wouldn't
away
mean anything.
the happiness. It takes away the glory. It takes away the gratification. There's no point. So I think the key is just to stop expecting everything to be easy and expecting it to be easy for everyone else.
Yeah.
Just focus more on what you need to do to make it easier for you.
Yeah. I think it's not like, I don't think it's very pessimistic to say you have to expect bad things to happen. You don't have to expect bad things to happen every day. You know, like things, like everything that happens to you is not going to be a bad thing. But unfortunately, and this is very blunt, people are going to die. You, like your boss might be shitty. You're going to fall in and out of friendships, relationships, like things like that just happen. It's not normal to walk around and be like, don't think that way. Like, you just got like, no, things are gonna happen. How am I gonna be prepared for those situations? You know,
Exactly.
instead of just rose, yeah, like you said, rose colored lenses and everything's great and
Yeah, no, it's just,
airbrushed and dreamy and cloudy.
yeah, no, it's just never like that. And I mean, you could find that out the hard way, but why do
Yes,
that?
I know. Well, I think you're setting a great example on social media. I feel like every time I see your pictures, you're like smiling, like good, like you just have like a big smile on your face. You could tell it's like a genuine smile too, not just like a trying to
Thank
like look good in the mirror or whatever. So I think if people are coming to your page and they look at your physical and mental transformation, I hope somebody listening to this episode looks at it and is like, okay, if she could take herself from like ground zero and make her like be someone that she's proud of today, I could do it too. No problem.
Exactly. I want everyone to feel that way. Like, there's no reason you shouldn't. And I mean, the only one keeping you from feeling that way is yourself. And if
That
I
is
could
true.
remind anyone of that, it's just stop being hard on yourself and do the damn thing and just watch how you grow.
Yep. Life, things will fall into place for you when you start to love yourself. Not because the world is just like waiting for it, but because you'll understand and have a better idea of what should be in your life and what should not, and what paths to go down and what paths to avoid.
Exactly. And instead of seeing it as something being taken from you, but seeing it as something that, okay, it just wasn't meant to be in your life. And that's because there's something out there that's better. You know, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you know?
That's a good mindset to have. Otherwise, like you are gonna like who wants to not like the world is not perfect and rosy, but who wants to walk around like a sour us just being like, oh God, this everything's awful and why does this have to like you might call bullshit on the whole mentality, but why? Why? Just let it
Exactly.
like
Yeah.
you
And
know.
isn't it exhausting too? I feel like
Exactly. It's
I
so
think
much
more
better to
exhausting.
be on cloud nine.
Yeah. Just be happy to
Yeah.
be just
It's just it's a lot
being.
easier, you know, unbothered.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbothered all 2024. That's what I'm going to
Exactly.
start saying now in
Yep.
April, basically April.
Endless practice.
Yes. Do you want to tell people where they can find you on TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff so they can radiate off your positivity?
Yes, I would love that. So you guys can actually find me on Instagram at Gianna De Jesus with two S's dot fit. And on TikTok, I am that fit chick Gianna, or that fit chick
Yes.
underscore Gianna.
Yes, something like that. You
Something like
come
that.
up all, it's like always like she's active. Like, you know, it's like the green,
Yeah.
it's like that fit chick's active right now.
I love it. I love it. But
I
yeah.
know. I'll also post things to anyone if they're having a brain moment, they can find you through my tags and
Yes,
whatnot.
you're
Yes. But thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me, Liz. It was awesome seeing you and talking with you. It's great.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube at List with Liz. Follow the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. And make sure you check out my personal training, my online coaching, liftswithlizcoaching.com. I hope you guys have a happy and healthy Monday, and I'll talk to you next week.